Last year is really very certain to ketosis, as we noted, and a lot of the ketosis is an overlap with ketosis in Shabbos and ketosis in Bava Kamma. We're not going to be able to read both inside, but I would encourage everybody on your own time to go through the whole ketosis in Shabbos. It's not that hard. Here and there might be a thing that you won't understand, but basically you'll understand the totality of the ketosis pretty much. And all ketosis in Bava Kamma. I'll try to point out a few things maybe that stand out to me from the two ketosis and as they relate to our ketosis. I want to do the last ketosis on the Amun. Again, that also is going to get mentioned in the two ketosis that we talked about. I'm not going to go over the whole Masha, the whole Ritiv Eger, but just to give you the gist of the ketosis here and just to be merames to what we discussed. Okay, what is the basic discussion in our ketosis? The Gemara analyzes the second case of the Mishnah, the Shitas Chachamim, that Edom Zomim by Malkus only get one Malkus for Kasha Zomim and not for Losana. Ask the Gemara, why not for Losana? Answers the Gemara, because Losana is needed as an Ashara for Edom Zomimim. But Meir holds that the Ashara of Edom Zomimim is a different Pasuk, Lo Yosifu. Ketosis wonders about the fact that Losana shouldn't get Malkus for two reasons. Starting off in Tosis, it's Lapsha Imbo Maisa. Later on in Tosis brings in another factor. It's Lapsha Nitin Las Horas Mises Basedin. And for those reasons, there should be no Malkus for Losana. So what's the Gemara asking? So first Tosis discusses Lapsha Imbo Maisa. And he answers, Tosis answers, but since we have a Vitzviku, Pasuk of Vitzviku, the Remez Leitin Zomim, that's for the case of Ben Grusha. Therefore, now that we know that could be Malkus, based on Vitzdiku, even though it's a Lav Sheim B'maisa, so now we could argue that Shekem Malkus for Losana. But then Tosus presses on and asks from the fact that Lav Sheim B'maisa is Mises Basin in Lokin Olof, so what's the Gemara's Kasha? Moreover, what's the Gemara saying earlier in the Amud that the reason for the Chachamim in the first case of the Mishnah, by the Edom Zomim of Mammon, that they hold Komisham in Olokin, so the Gemara says, Kedei Rishasso, you only get one Onesh. What do you need that reason? The reason could be, you don't get Malkus for Losana because it's Nitin Lasas Mises Basedin. And here Tosus comes back and says, but since we have its equal, that's Megala on Losana, that you get Malkus even though it's Nitin Lasas Mises Basedin. Now that has to be explained in its own way, exactly what that Gili is about and the parameters of that Gili. That's what we're going to get to soon. And then Tosus asks about Daveza and the Daves. So why does the Gemara say in asking the Kasha Tepegei Milosana, why do you need Malkus Bitzdiku Tepegei Milosana? Says the Gemara, Lav She'im B'maisa. So the Gemara could have said another reason, that there's no Malkus for Losana by itself because in Nitan Lassus Mis Beis, and only with Bitzdiku you can get Malkus for Losana. So Tosus says one of two answers. Tosus says either because the Gemara gives a better answer, is a stronger reason why you don't get Malkus than the other reason. Or the Gemara wants to follow the Shitas Rav Meir, who holds that it wouldn't be called Nitin Lassas Mises Basin, because Rav Meir holds that the Lav for the Onus Akasha Zamam of Misa, that means, would be Lo Yosif. Interesting, just to mention Derech Agav, the Rif, just mention it now in case we don't get to it later, the Rif, when he quotes the Gemara Dabez on the Beis, and he quotes the Gemara, the Tepele Milosana. So the Rif brings, Kinira, the Gears of the Rif was in the Gemara, Mishum Dahavi Lav Shein Bo Maisa, Vechein, Lav Shein Nitin Lassam, he's based in Ein Lokin Olof. It sounds like the Rif had in the Gemara two answers to that question. Tosus is asking why the Gemara only mentioned the reason of Maisa. The Rif mentions in response to the question of the Tepele Milosana, the two points, the fact that it's Ein Bo Maisa and the fact that Nitin Lassam, he's based. So, in terms of the Seder Hapshat in Tosfos itself, what we discussed at length last year with the Masha, and with this we answer the Kiberges Kasha, is the obvious question that what did Tosfos first answer the question from Lav Shein Bo Maisa and still have a problem of Lav Shein Nitin Lassas Mises Basedin? Once Tosfos says that the Tzdiku is Megala, the Igemalkus, even though it's Ein Bo Maisa, so no. So that's the obvious answer that he comes to later on. Gavi the other chesaron and Nitin Lassas Mises Basedin. So what is Tosus still asking the kasha from the fact that it's Nitin Lassas Mises Basedin? Mishar's answer is very meduik in the language of Tosus, because when Tosus comes later and says the answer Gabi, the Nitangas Rasmi says based in Chesaron, Tosus says he adds the words Du Anash Elam Kim Hisir, which wasn't mentioned earlier. And moreover, as we noted in the earlier part of Tosus, the Lashon is very para, very tentative. Once you have it, stiku, so yesh lanu lomar, that you get malchus for losan. What's the yesh lanu lomar? If it's stiku, it's megal, that you get malchus for losan, even though it's in b'maisa. What does Tosus say? Yesh lanu lomar. That's also what's, I think, pushing the Mashah to say what he says. So the Mashah more or less explains, and we elaborate on it a little bit, is that what Tosus initially was saying was that this malchus, based on the tzdiku, not that the malchus of the tzdiku is telling me you get malchus for losana. The malchus lies in the tzdiku. So how does that help us to ask the kashi to get malchus for losana? Gabi Embo Meisa, how does Embo Meisa relate to this? The malchus in the tzdiku, we're not talking about the malchus for the lav. The answer is, we noted that the chesaron lav Embo Meisa can be explained in terms of the weakness of the Aveira. A lav shein b'maisa means that you didn't do a maisa to violate this lav. And therefore, it's not worthy of a punishment of Malkus if the Aveira is an Aveira of Embo Meisa. That's what it means, lav shein b'maisa in lokin alav. We brought a gemara, daf chaf and beis like that, or chaf aleph, that nikif, mama pasha, Rashi says, Rivan says, how can you get Malkus for nikif? You didn't do anything. So what Tosus would be saying, therefore, in the first faith of Tosus is that the Malkus is not a Malkus for the Lav of Losana, that every Lav gets Malkus. It's a Malkus for Ritzdiku, for Ben Grusha, like we learned. But meanwhile, what do we see? That the Aveira that you did was only Dibur, not a Maisa, and yet the Torah gave Malkus based on Ritzdiku, an Aveira that's not with a Maisa. No, now the Gemara can ask a Kasha, no, Losana is a Lav, and a Lav always entails Malkus. And you see from the tzdiku that the Aveira of Eidus Sheker, even though there's no Maisa, can warrant Malkus. You see in the tzdiku. But the Gemara asks, get Malkus for Bitlosan. Oh, that's the first part of Tosus. Ask Tosus now further. Wait a second. The Lav of Losana doesn't fit the criteria of a Lav that you get Malkus for. The Yeshua Nuelmar before is the tzdiku is Megala that you get Malkus, even though there's no Maisa Aveira. There's no Maisa in the Aveira. But now, you get Malkus for the Lav of Losana. How could you? It's a Lav to Nilas Rasmis is based in. Says Tosus, no, the Vitzdiku is Megala that you're getting Malkus for Losana. It's a Gili on the Losana itself. And this, you saw, this Mahalchad Mashah with Memele answer the Kvegas Kasha, that how could Tosus be asking a Kasha, Nilas Rasmis is based in, how could you get Malkus of Ben Grusha? The answer is, until the point of Tosus says what he says in Maskana, the Malkus is not for the Losana. Malkus is for Vitzdiku, so you get Malkus by Ben Grusha because of Vitzdiku. When Tosus gives the final teretz, that the Vitzdiku is Megala on the Lav of Losana, so therefore you get Malkus, even though it's Nitin Losana's piece is based in, it answers Ben Grusha as well. So either way, it works out. Okay, that's regarding what we said last time. Now let's take it to Tosus in Shabbos and Tosus in Bava Kamma, because we see from the Gemara Bava Kamma that we brought at the end of Shir that it's not as simple as it sounds. We say that the Lav of Losana has a Gilui of the Hitzdiku on it that you get Malkus even though Nitalar says Mises Basin. Why? Because generally speaking, the Lav of Nitalar says Mises Basin means that as long as there's some Mises based and associated with this Lav in some scenario, that Lav cannot lend itself to Malkus in any scenario. The proof to that is the case of Mechamer. Mechamer is a Lav of Losasacham Racha Atuvem Techa. But in the case of Mechamer, there's no connection to Misa for this Aveira of Mechamer. But the Lav of Losasacham Racha is associated with doing Meleches Gufo, which can have capital punishment. In Mela, there's no Malkus, according to the Shita of Nitan Las Mises Beis Din, for Sasacha Melacha, Atavem Techa, even though right now it's not subject to Misa, or even potential Misa. And Tosus acknowledges that point here, when Tosus has the problem in our Gemara, that the Gemara asks, let the Rabbanan give Malkus for Losana, even though you're getting Malkus for Kasha Zammam, because it's Nitan Lasas Misas Beis Din, in the case of Onesh Misa, don't tell me, yeah, but right now there's no Onesh Misa connected here. It's a case of Edom and Malkus. So Tosus brings for that the case of Machamer to indicate that you don't have to have the potential Onesh Misa in this situation, as long as it could be in some other situation. So that seems clear when it comes to the notion of Nitan Lasas Misas Beis Din. If so, we have a major problem with the sugi b'mekama ayin dal. Because the Gemara uses the concept of nitan lasaras misas beis din specifically with regard to which lav, lo and behold, which lav? Losana. How so? How does the Gemara call losana nitan lasaras misas beis din within a certain shita? The case of edim shehukcheshu b'nefesh. Now this is going to create another problem for us, which we'll address as well, and then we'll get to the problem that we're now alluding to with the Tosfos. This is a Gemara that I hid from you until now, but we have to address it because, you know, it's obviously going to be relevant to a lot of other things than before. Namely, the question of the Gemara is, what does Edim Shukachuchu B'Nefesh mean, as the Gemara goes on to say the case? Edim testified about a person who killed. And then, the b'horeg v'raglav, they were proven to be liars. How? Not through hazama, that Edom said, you could not have seen the ritzicha, you were with us, but through the fact that the victim suddenly shows up. So obviously they lied. B'horeg v'raglav. So it's a question in that case, whether there'll be malchus for obviously which lav, to losana. The context of the Gemara is to show that if you hold you get Malkus, then you must hold that you could not potentially get Misa. Why wouldn't you potentially get Misa? How could there be potentially Misa here? If there'll be Hazama subsequent to this Bahar Barada, Edom will come and say, you could not have seen the Ritzicha, you were with us. In which case they wanted to kill somebody and now they became Zomimim. So would the halacha be that you carry out kasha zamam in a case of hakrasha followed by hazam? What's that issue called? Hakrasha tchilas hazama or not? Hakrasha tchilas hazama means that even though at the time that the hazama makes its appearance, the process of hazama, there was already established hakrasha, the edus was already proven to be not credible through hakrasha of whatever kind. It could be trade, it could be like our case. So you could argue, therefore, that hazama has no bearing on a case of the edus that at the time of the hazama was already viewed as no longer valid, and that therefore there'd be no din of hazama. That's called hakrasha ulav tchilas hazama. And the other side says no, that you can carry out kasha hazama even if there was first hakrasha and then hazama. Because we view the Hazama as being one long process that began with the discrediting the Eidus through Hakrasha and culminating in Hazama, and then you can carry out Kasha Hazama. If you remember, we touched on this inyan back on Daf Gimel, if you remember the Taptosis, Hakrasha Tchilas Hazama or not Tchilas Hazama. So what does the Gemara say, Bava Kama? That how could anyone hold that you'll get Malkus in a case of Bahar Miraglav? After all, if it could happen that there'll be hazama now, in this case, and you'll tell me that there'll be a carrying out of the onesh misa of kashazama because you'll have kashafilas hazama, then this would be a case of rash nitam lasaras misas beis. But if I hold hakashafilas hazama, then I could understand why you can get malchus for bahar Girag. Why? Because it's not called, quote, Nitan Lasas Misas Beis Din, because it won't lead, in this instance, that is, it cannot potentially lead to a Chiyuv Misa. That's the Gemara. What Tosis is interested in Tosis and Bava Kama, Tosis and Shabbos, is L'chara, how does that square with our Sugya, how does that square with the normal parameters of Nitan Lasas Misas Beis Din? Because what do we say about Nitan Lasas Misas Beis Din as a rule? We say that it doesn't depend on this situation potentially leading to Misa. It depends on the fact that there could be a Chiyuv Misa out there for this love. No? So why does the Gemara seem to make it depend on whether it could come to a Chiyuv Misa through a hazama subsequent to the hakhasha of Bar Baragov, would there be a chimisa in this scenario? Could it still lead to chimisa? And then I'd call it nitan lazaras misas beizdin. But if it couldn't come to hazam to mischi of misa through hazama now, then it's okay. Losada could come to misa in some other case. What do I care about this case? That's one. And then, moreover, how does this square with our Gemara and our Tosis? It says that losada doesn't have the drawback of nitan lazaras misa because of its diku. In effect, that's Tosis' question, and of course, one question really answers the other, which we're going to speak out in a second. We both say with me so far. That's the problem that Tosis is addressing in Bava Kamma. That on the one hand, we're telling you that Lusana has a Gilead Vetzdiko that doesn't have the problem. And here, Gemara does use that Klal, the Gabe Lusana. And in Minei Uvei, not Gemara, the Gemara is using it not in normal parameters. Normal parameters, as we saw by Mechamer by Shabbos, is that as long as there could be a Chiv Misa associated with a Lav, in some case, that's called a Lav Shenitan Lazaras Misas Bezdin. And here you're telling me that it's not going to depend on the fact that some case could lead to Chiv Misa, it depends on what this case could lead to Chiv Misa, namely, Hakchasha Tchilas Hazama would say that it could lead to Chiv Misa, and then you could not get Malkus right now for Hakchasha for Bahar Baraga. And if Hakrasha Lav Tchilas Hazama, so it can never lead to this case, the Chiv Misa, then you could get Malkus. What do you mean? You could get Misa in some other case for Losana. So that's the issue that we have to come back to answer. But before we speak that out, let's take this Gemara and look ourselves in the mirror based on everything we've been saying until now about the nature of the Chakira of Malkus, the Mesechta Malkus, that we say, what exactly is the din of Yitzdiku? When it's Megala that you get Malkus by Ben Grusha. We've been saying that getting Malkus for Losana, we had a Chakira. Is Malkus for Losana a Malkus for the Harsha of Kashazanmam, a Pashas Kashazanmam? Or is it Malkus for Stop saying it a shek. The Ramban says, Losana Berach Eid Shav, you could say Eid is of no consequence. And it could be violation of Losana Eid Shav. Would it be Malkus? Eid is Kiddush HaChodesh. It's not Hashav of a person. Eid is Ala Trefa. And we've been pushing very hard to say that the Malkus for Losana is not just any Losana. It's a Losana of Parshas Hazam. Right, remember, many times, many rais. The Tosis on that base, it's called Yochel Hazima, because it's a Malkus of Hazam. So, I could have asked you way back when, or you could have asked me if you knew this Gemara. Rabbi, how could you say such a thing? First, a Gemara Bava Kamma that says you get Malkus for Losana, and it's not a case of Hazama. It's a case of Hakchasha Bahar Baraglav. So, Rabbi, what are you talking about? You get Malkus for Losana only within the framework of Hazama? How could you say such a tzad? Obviously, it's a Losana, it's a Malkus for Eid HaSheker. Losana gets Malkus because if it's Tzdikus Megala, you get Malkus Eid HaSheker. It's Eid HaSheker, Bahar Baraga. Now, the Ravid doesn't ask the Kasha the way I just asked the Kasha. He asks the Kasha in a more simple way. But I'm asking with my Chakira, the Chakira. The Ravid already touches on this question there in Bava Kamma. He says, you get Malkus for Losana. If you're according to one man Dhamma, you get Malkus for Losana by Bahar Baragov. Aye, it's a Rav Shein B'maisa. So what does he say? No, V'hayim bin HaKol Sarash. Fine. But then he asks, in his own way, the Afa Gada Hu Krab HaZama Darshina. You're getting Malkus for Vitzdiku, but the Torah is talking about Hazama. And here we're talking about a case not of Hazama, but Akhasha Bahar Baragov. So Dakiwi Milsa, the Isku Malkus. So let's try to explain why it's not a stira to the chakira, and then what the ravid would be saying. So, and then we'll come back to the nekuda of nitan lazaras misas beizdin. Okay, so how does this still not contradict the chakira? I think it's pashut. That chakira that we asked, we have to recognize what we were saying. It wasn't that we were saying that the lusana it can only be a losana of Parshas Hazama. That's where the Ravid's breath coming from. The Ravid gives a teretz, Gilui Milsa. What we were saying is the Malkus of the Tzviko, the Malkus for losana that we know you get for losana, is it a Malkus for any losana for the Isser Avera of either Sheker, you aggravated a person, you said either Sheker, or is it for being Mashiach the Tzaddik Shelo Kedim? You cause based in a psak, a din against the person, he's really innocent. That reality that you Mashiach the person Shelo Kedim can be a function of Hazama. We establish that you Mashiach someone Shelo Kedim because we believe the second pier of Edom over the first pier, over you, over the first pier of Edom. But I ask you, is it any less a proof that you did something so terrible that you were Mashiach Samaj Okedin? Is any less of an indication that that is what you did? That you did that harsha if the person who you said gets killed comes into Bezdin? Is the Birur any less of a Birur? I ask you. It's just as clear that you did that terrible thing. The act is not, we're not just talking about the act of saying Eid Sheker, like telling a story that somebody pledged to give something to somebody, but it doesn't really matter, he's not bound by what he's saying. No, there was a tzak din of Beis Din that the person is Chayiv Misa. How do I know that you falsely impose such a Chayiv Misa on the person? You can know it through Hazama, because other Edom say you could not have seen the act of Metzicha, you're with us. And you can just as well see that clearly in front of you if Mr. Victim walks into Beis Din on his feet. So this no way diminishes the Chakira. The point of the Malkus still has to come down to the, as we said, you have to not just aggravate the person and that's the end of it. You have to impose a Chiv Shelo Kedin, but it has to be Nisbara to us, either through Hazama or through some other way, which is equal in terms of the level of the Birur. The level of the Birur, of the clarity, can be Hazama or it can be Bahar Viragav. So the idea of getting Malkus from Viragav doesn't contradict anything we said until now, that the Malkus is not just for plain old Losana, it's for Losana that has in it their Shio Satsad. So that's, I think, stage number one. But Afal Pikein, you'll ask. And this is where I think the Ravid comes in. But Lamaisa, we know that by Bahar Viragav, you're not going to carry out Kashazam, right? The din of Kashazam, the Torah, was speaking to the case of Aden that came and said, you were with us. That's where the Parshas Kashazam applies. And the Tzdika was discussing the parallel scenario of Parshas Shoftim. Parshas Shoftim is with Hazama from the second period of Edom, and now you have Madura Tinyana, you could say, next, a revisiting of the Parshas Edom Zomim, in Parshas Kiseitze, with Bitzdiku Virashiu, and it says, Vayu Ben Akosa Rasha, which is telling me to get Malkus for Losana. Presumably, all of that is tracking and parallel to what? To the Parshas of Shoftim. And that's, I think, what the Ravid's asking. Says the Ravid, and here we'll take the Ravid's terms. I understand that Bitzdiku is connected to Parshas Kasha Zomam, like Ben Grusha, where you had Eden Zomamin, but Gili Milsahu, the Ispo Malkus. What I think what the Rabbi will be saying is as follows. In terms of the level of the malice of the Hazama and the Bishu, there's no difference. Obviously, you were inspired, it was clear that you posed a Chiv Shelo Kedin, you were lying. But there's a detail here. If the Bivur happened through Hazama, that's where the Torah of Hasisimo Kashazama. If the clarity of that you were false Eidus and you imposed a Chiv Shelo Kedin came about not through Hazama, so that detail the Torah didn't give you in that other instance. The specific procedure of the Onesh of Kashazama is limited to the context of Parshas Shoftim with a Seder of Hazama. But when it comes to the Malkus, which is a variety of again, another aspect of Edom Zomamin, the Malkus, there's no reason to differentiate. That's where the details could be different. The Malkus for such an act of malice, of the imposing of Pchei Zolgadin, that Malkus doesn't differentiate between the Birur that's established through Hazama or a Birur that's established through other means, such as Bahar Baragav. Mm-hmm. In other words, obviously, the specific Kasha Zaman is linked to the procedural component of a Birur of Eden Zomimim, of second pair of Eden. Would not apply in other cases. But now the Torah says Malkus. This is not, doesn't say in this Parsha that there were other Hinei Sheker, Ha'ed Sheker, Nabachiv, that there was Gufa Shal Eidus, like the Gemara learns out, that the second pair of Eden say you are with us. That detail is tied to the halacha of the onus of Kasha Zama. Here, she was a tzaddik. There were people who were Mashiach the tzaddik, and now we know, even though the Tzdiku is through another pair of Eden, the Tzdiku who came, another pair of Eden, but the same way that through another pair of Eden, we know that the first Eden said Sheker. So, Giwa Milsa! Why should the Torah not hold Bahayim Bin HaKosa Rasha in a case where it was not through a Tzdiku or Tzaddik of a second pair of Eden? It's because the victim walked in. In other words, so we're not going to make the onus of Malkus depend on Dafka, the Seder Hazama, even though the way the Pasuk's reading, it sounds like there's a Seder Hazama, but that's where the Giwa Milsa comes in. It could be it needs more of a Hezbo, what I'm saying, but I think this is at least the beginning. Again, there's two things I'm pointing out. Number one, the idea that you get Malkus by Bahar Baragla for Osana in no way infringes on the Hakira that we said would be slanted in favor of saying that the Malkus is for the actual malice of this Mama to be Mashiach the Tzaddik. Because you've done that. And we know you've done that through the Bahar Baragla, the same way you know it, through Hazama. The second Nakuda is, but Lamaisa, Veshir, Tzigur, Tzaddik sounds like the story was a second pair of Edom came along, and they were Mastik the Tzaddik, and they were Mashiach the first Edom. So the Ravid is already asking that Kasha, the Ravid. Forget about the Lumbus, the Ravid asked that Kasha. So where can you take Rabbi Nakosa Rush and apply it to Bar Baragav? The Ravid asked the Kasha. Says the Ravid, Gili Milsa. If the Torah signs Malkus for a case of Tzigur, Tzaddik, where the second pair of Edom prove the first pair to be Rishayim, it's the same way that the Torah assigned Malkus for the Edom who are found to be Rishayim through a second pair of Edom. So Mistama, the Torah would assign the Malkus for a case of a different variety of Bar Baragav. But the Kasha Zaman, that's very much connected to the Torah stating the Parashas Hazama. Okay. You want to say, well, how come you don't say Bir? Also, Gili Milsa, you have to know. That's why I said maybe he needs a little more of a Hezbo. But that's what the Rabbit says. Hazama is only with the Seder Hazama. We'll see the next Amud a little bit on this. The Onish Kasha is with Seder Hazama. The Malkus of Usana, which is tracking the Parshas Hazama, that can also expand to also include Bahar Baragav. That's all Amay Mahamuzgir. That's not but the Tosis are not dealing with. That's just sort of getting ourselves past that barrier that we, you know, how do you read this Gemara in light of everything we've been talking about? Elio. Now, let's go to Tosis. Tosis is Shabbos, Tosis Bavakama. Let's go back, retrace our steps. What's the problem with the Gemara Bavakama in light of what we know in our Tosis, and our Sugya, about Nitan Lasharas Mises Bezdin? On the one hand, Tosis says here that Lusana has a bitzdiku to be regala on it that you get Malkus notwithstanding the drawback of Nitan Lasharas Bezdin. Yet the Gemara specifically applies that chesaron of Nitan Lasharas Bezdin to Lusana. What's going on? Secondly, the notion of Nitan Lasharas Bezdin is even if the potential chiyamisa is not here in this case, it's somewhere out there. Mechamer. There's no misa by Mechamer in any variety, but L'sasach HaMelacha has some other application for chiyamisa. Here, the Gemara is tying the Malkus for L'sana, that you cannot get that Malkus because it's a Nitan L'sas Mis based in if this situation could potentially lead to misa. Because HaKchashat Chilas Hazam. But what if it doesn't? Then it's okay. Then you can get Malkus. But what do you mean? But there's another case where Sana could lead to. So what's the answer? One Kasha answers the other, Abusa. One kasha answers the other. How so? Who? Somebody. How so? Two kashas, right? Here we say that the speaker is Megala and Losana to get Malkus, even though Nilat on his basin. And the other Gemara says, Losana is called Nitan Lasas Mrs. Basin. Moreover, by Nitan Lasas Mrs. Basin, it doesn't matter whether this case could be Tachiv Misa, as long as there's some case for this Laf to have a Chiv Misa. So the Gemara there seems to connect it to whether this case could be Tachiv Misa. How does one kasha answer the other? Not all at once. How has one kash answer the other? How far back did I lose you? Yeah. Alec, yeah.
It's unique to the case where you're giloy v'tzdiku.
The giloy v'tzdiku is not an all-out giloy that you can always get malchus for losana. It's tweaking the parameters of nitan l'asar's misa's beis. Typically, a lav shenitan l'asar's misa's beis and can never get malchus in any situation where this lav could have an application of a chiyuv misa. Comes the tzdiku and tells me that so long as in this case, even though there could be a what? There could be a case where the losana could speak to a chiyuv misa for an onesh of kashas on misa, but nevertheless you can get malchus for losana. V'medvam amurim, in this case there won't be a chiyuv misa associated. But to the extent that there could be a chiyuv misa traced to this very scenario, that we still have to reckon with the chesaron of Nitan L'Asar's Misa. That is what Tosas, both other Rishonim can say as well, Tosas in Shabbos, Tosas in Bava Kamma, just to take a peek at the words. The beginning of Tosas Bava Kamma. If it won't be leading to that they should get killed if there'll be a Zama, well, chashiv lav shenitan l'asar's misa's beis din v'teima l'ri. V'chol gemara mashma that even hisrubo will malchus v'lo misa, even a case where the hasra was not for misa, so there could not be any chiyuv misa coming to this person. There was no hasra for misa. Never, so it won't come with a chiyuv misa. Nevertheless, chashiv lav shenitan l'asar's misa's beis din. And then he brings the gemara by mechamer, even though mechamer has no chiyuv misa. And he brings another gemara by an erevin that you don't get malchus for tchumin, because again, it's lavs and eating l'asas misa, even though there's no chiyuv misa for tchumin itself. And even the one that says you would get malchus because he has a different pasuk for tchumin, not the pasuk l'asas l'chamalacha. So you see from all of this that you don't need to have a chiyuv misa potentially here in this scenario, as long as it could be a chiyuv misa somewhere. And yet here the Gemara is saying it depends on whether right now there could be a chiyuv misa. Answers Tosfos, Tirit 3, the shiny lav. The Losanas, you're already, a fifth of the way through Tosis, already in 20 seconds, right? That's the whole first part of Tosis, that kasha. The Tiri 3, the shiny lab, the Losana, the Goli, Bekra, the Lakim, Rai, Benakos, the Rasha, Kedem, Beshmakis. The Kavan, the Goli, Kra, Mukminan, Leila, Kra, again, there's a Gila, right? Where do we establish that you're going on what? Mukmina le lekra, the makoms en yachalavu de chiyuv misa. Kehida hasam. By Ben Grusha. Ben Grusha, galus, could not be a potential chiyuv misa. So even though by the normal standards that we know about of lav shenitan l'asar's misa's bezin, what would we otherwise think without the giloy by Ben Grusha? Should there or shouldn't there be malchus? No, why? Because it's still nitan for asar's misa is based in a case of chiyuv misa zomim. Comes the tzdiku and says, nevertheless, you'll get malchus, even though it's from the classic definition of the broader definition of nitan asar's misa based in, you should not. That's where we set it up, because there's no chiyuv misa here, even though there could be chiyuv misa somewhere else, in a different case of hazam. However, when it comes to a case that this particular instance could lead to chiyuv misa, there's no svar to take the giloy that far. Therefore, the Gemara is assuming that if you would hold Edom shukhu benefesh would be neharagin if subsequently there'll be hazama, so then you can't say you'll get malchus for the hakrasha for the bar v'rabba. I will say this is the yesod of Tosas and Shabbat, Tosas and Shabbos. Comes out that the giloy of nitan l'asar's misa is based in that by Husani get malchus. It's not an all out. Removing that cloud, that the limitation of nitan l'asar's misa, it's telling you that it's going to be measured not by the general potential chiyuv misa in some other case, but by the issue over here, whether this comes to chiyuv misa. Questions? Yeah.
What are the mechanics of the skila that we say that it's dafka? Do we just say it, or?
It's Tosa says ain't svara the ukme. In other words, you can't take it beyond Ben Grusha. Ben Grusha, the only reason why there wouldn't be Malkus is because you could say because here there's no chiyuv misa. There could be two tiers here. There could be a general nitan lasas mizbeis somewhere else. You could say the potential right now. Here you could say the Torah's gilui is only as far as you can say over here. What would be. If there could be a chiyuv misa here, then maybe there the Torah says the lav is needed for the chiyuv misa. This case, maybe there, you know, you have to think about it more carefully. This is the teretz and tosis. Let's try the following. Let's do the next tosis. So we finish the tosis in on the Amud, and then we'll mention something else from tosis in Shabbos and tosis above a comma, some other nekudos. But just for the hashlam of the sugya. So the Gemara answers the kasha of the Chachamim. Why they don't give Malkus for Losana in the Sefer of the Mishnah? Why no second Malkus in the Sefer of the Mishnah? Because you need the Losana as an Ashara for Edim Zelminen. Okay? The Yimtomar Le'il Gabi Me'idim Shechayim Masayim Zuz. First case of the Mishnah, the Reisha. So let's say the same thing, that there's no Malkus. There's no Malkus. Why? Because you need the Losana as Nazhara for Eden Zomit, for the Onesh of what? The Onesh of Mamut. So, the same way we're using the Svara and the Sefer, that you need, what does the Gemara say? You need the Losana for the Azhara of Malkus. So too, let's say it in the Reisha. I want to understand what this means exactly in the Sefer, but we'll finish the Tosis first. What does it mean? You need the Azhara for Malkus. Say it in the Reisha as well. You need the Azhara for the Mamon, for the Chiyuv Onesh of Kashadam of Mamon. What does Tosis answer? Yishloma, Da'achi Kama. L'Azharas Egen Zomin, Shemi'idim B'Yishploni Shechayiv Malkus. The Gemara doesn't mean Asari and Zomen in general for whatever onus of Kashazama. Because then you can say that in the Reisha too. The Gemara means you need the Losana as an Ashara for the onus of Malkus of Kashazama. The onus, you can't get the onus Malkus of Kashazama without an Ashara. But what is the case earlier in the Mishnah? What onus is it? Onus of Mamma. What's Tosis Teretz? That the first part of the Mishnah, you couldn't say the Svar for the Chachamim. In the first part of the Mishnah, the Chachamim Svar is based on what? Kadesh Asa. Because you can't say you need a Losana for the Onish Mammon of Kashazamim, Mammon lo bayasar. So then, you could have had Mammon and Malkus together. The Lusana is not used up to need for the Onesh of Mammon. So what's the reason called Mesham in Eloke? Kedei Rishasa. The Sefer, it's Malkus and Malkus. You don't have Kedei Rishasa. So what's the reason for the Chacham not to get two Malkus? The answer is, you need the Azhara of Lusana for the Onesh of the Malkus. What's the Pshat of that Gemara, this Teretz? What do you mean you need it for the Onesh of the Malkus? How do we understand it? So there are really two ways to learn it. The way that's mashma in Rashi, at least so far, the way it's mashma in Rashi, v'lo nitan l'onesh malkus, right? L'onshan b'dinazam v'lo nitan l'onesh malkus. The lashon of Rashi sounds like it's along the lines of what klal that we've been discussing until now in Shir. You can't get malkus for losana because you need the losana for which onesh that you're getting. No, it's the same way we talked about. We just finished. Nitan Lasas Misa is based in. If it's needed for potential Chiyuv Misa for this situation, so then you can't get Malkus for it. No, so here too, you need it for the own to justify the Onesh of Malkus of the Kashazama. So it's not available for the Onesh of the onesh of Malkus, of Losana, because you need it to be nazir on the onesh of Kashazama Malkus. It's basically along the lines of Lav Shenitan Lasas Mises Beis. In this case, Lav Shenitan Las Haras Onesh Malkus. It's a similar idea. There's a Lashon of Tosfos and Shabbos, mamish like that, just to show you that it's not, I make it up. Look in the middle of the Tosfos and Shabbos. The long Tosfos, Balav Nami, the line begins with the word Shehu ben, but halfway through, Shehu ben Grusha o Shechayev Golos. Right after those words, Va'asi Nami Shapir. You see that those words, the line begins, Shehu ben Grusha, Va'asi Nami Shapir. I both say, see where I am? Yeah? Va'asi Nami Shapir, Hadit Tali Taima, this is parallel to Tosfos Be'as. Hadit Tali Taima Drabban and Hassan, Ishim Kedei Rishasso. The ilav mishum kedei v'shasa, we're not for kedei v'shasa in the reisha, hayulokin mishum losana afilu rabbana. Then the rabbana would also agree to get malchus for losana. The afal gab the svira luhu de losana as haru lekashe zamam hu da'asa. Even though chachamim hold that losana is not sorry for kashe zamam, the lona kashe zamam become hizir. Vehavi, here it is. Vehavi kelav shenitan as haras misus beizdin. So Tosfos is basically saying the word that Tosfos is saying, but here to distinguish between when the onesh kashzam is mamon versus malchus. But when he explains why you can't get a second malchus for losane, because you need it for the what, for the onesh of Kashazama Malkus, Tosfos specifically makes the direct connection to what? We just read it. To what? Ke'en Nitan Lazarus Mises Bezin. Mamish, you see Tosfos and Shabbos, so what we said is we didn't make it up. I think it's along the lines that Rashi's saying as well, what the Gemara, Pshat in the Gemara. You need it for Azhara, for Edom Zomimin. What does it mean? Just like you can't get Malkus for a Lav that's needed to be able to justify that you can give an onesh misa. So the point along the lines here, you can't give malchus for losana because you need the losana to be justifying the onesh of kashazama malchus. Just like nitan lazarus misa. That is the one way to read the Gemara's teretz of ha'um v'bayilei le'azharas eidim zomim. Again, that's the line of Tosfos and Shabbos. That will be pshat and Rashi here, I think, as well. The Ramban had a very different reading of this Gemara. For Tosfos, it's only svar for the Sefer. For the Reisha, you need to come on to what? Reason for the Chachamim? The Reisha? The Rishas. The Ramban, as we saw with the Ritva, the Reisha, the Rishas, was the Rav Chedinosa. The Ramban had a different take on the Gemara. The reason for the Chachamim and the Sefer is the same reason for the Chachamim and the Reisha. And how did the Ramban understand it? If the Torah says, Kasha Zamam, the Torah is basically saying to you, this is the prescription for violating Losana. Whenever there's a kasha zamam, the Torah is now being menatek, you could say. He didn't use the words menatek, but we used the Rashi in Shabbos, in Shavuos, Dav Gimel, in Nitak Asay, and we saw that in the Ramban here. The Torah is saying, this is what I want you to do when you violate losana. Whenever there's an onesh kasha zamam to administer, the Torah, in effect, is saying, this is the onesh, not anything else. So why is there no malchus in the Sefer? Why is it a Malkus in the Reisha for the Chachamim? For the same reason. According to the Ramban, the reading of the Gemara is a different pshat. Not, it's a derech, nitan lasharas, mises beizdin. According to the Ramban, what does it mean? That because the Torah has told you, this is what I want you to do for losana. This is how I want you to fix, so to speak, the losana. This is how I want you to deal with the aftermath of the losana violation. Give the onus. That idea could be onesh malchus, could be onesh mamon. It's not about lo'onash amkin hizir in the normal way that you say, well, mamon doesn't need nazara. It's not the idea. It's that the Torah has told me, I'm menatek, this is what I want here. I want this onesh. I want kashe zamam. I don't want malchus. That's the Ramban. And for the Ramban, the ratio is the same thing. I have a remez in Tosfos and Bava Kamma that there may be a third reading of this Gemara, a third possible pshat in what the Gemara means when it says you need it for Azhara of Eidim Zomim. And I tell you what, maybe is a little bit of a deal that maybe indicates that Tosis and Makis had a different take on what the Gemara means. He certainly doesn't mean the Ramban, that's for sure. The Ramban says you don't need Kedei Rishas, for sure. But I have a little bit of a deal that maybe Tosis didn't read it like Tosis and Shabbos in the middle there. That it's like Nitan Lazharas Mises Bezdin. Because Tosis, and I'm an Aleph, when he explains the Lo Hashem of the Mishnah, Rav Meir Miburgeni, Tosis says that what does Lo Hashem mean in the Mishnah? That you don't need, right, the case of Mammon and Malkus, the Mikra, that's Mavion Lidei Malkus, which is Losana, is not needed to Mavion Lidei Tashlumin, meaning the Tashlumin Lo Bai Azhara. Rav Meir is coming to rebut what you could have said, that you can't get Malkus because you need the Losana to justify as an Azhara for the Onesh of Mammon. He says, no, Tashlumin Lo Bai Azhara. Tosis diget iba yashara. Were I to hold that mama needs nashara, then lo lucky, you wouldn't get malchus because it didn't come for the malchus, came for tashlumin. Kida aminan lav shenitan lasamis beizdin in lokinala. What Tosis have to bring the rule of nitan lasamis beizdin from the rule in general in Shas? Why couldn't Tosis have brought the rule in the very same Mishnah? Hear my diuk. Again, Tosis says, Pshat in Rav Meir, why can you have Malkus together with Mammon? Lo Hashem Hamvidei Malkus Yerushu, meaning Mammon will buy Azhara. Because if Mammon buy Azhara, then you couldn't get Malkus for Losana, because you need the Losana to justify the onus of Mammon. Just like we know, Nitan Lasas Mis Beis. What if you do that? Just like we know in the Sefer. That for the Chachamim, you can't get Malkus twice. Because you need the Losana for the Malkus of Kashizama. What do you have to send us to the general rule in Daf Yud Gimel? What does that suggest? That the Chachamim in the Sefer, who say you can't get a second Malkus, it's not because al derech nitan lasharas mises beizdin. It's simply because you can't get two malkus for one lav. You can't get two onshin for one lav. It's a separate point. It doesn't have to be seen in the same way like the Tosfos in Shabbos says ke'ein nitan lasharas mises beizdin. Maybe that's because it's a different onesh. That's misa. This is malkus anyway. You can't say it's nitan la'onesh malkus. Good, I'm giving you malkus again. Nitan for onus misa, because misa is something different. It's nitan for the other onus, a misa. So you can't give malchus for it. Here, it's malchus anyway. So you can't say it's nitan for onus malchus. No, good. So the fine to malchus, good. Two is better than one. The Gemara means no. As har leidim zomin, you can't get two onus and malchus for the same love. It's a different point. Okay, the Ramban is a whole different point. The Ramban says it's tzadita glase. It's a totally different word, and that works for the Reisha too. We have the Pshat that it's al derech nitan lasas mises beizdin, and we have an indication that Tosis didn't see it exactly as that, maybe because Malkus is still Malkus, so at the end of the day, why can you get a nitan lasas Malkus? So bite to Malkus, what's wrong with that? Malkus again. The answer is Tosis means something else. You can't get two Malkus for the same love. Where do I see that in Tosis Bava Kama? Toward the end of the Tosis in Bava Kama. Come out at the end of the Tosis. Again, you have to look the whole Tosis for yourselves, but just the end of the Tosis there. The Hada Amar, last couple of lines, right? Third line after they get very wide. The Hada Amar, the Kama de Makis. Rabbanon hai losana my darshi bay, homi boyle as horas edim zomimin. Perish, right? This agamar, ulahachi lo laki ela arboyim, the meidim aponi shachai malchus, So lo bari l'meimar, the Gemara doesn't want to say that the reason why we get Malkus is because of Nitan Gassas Mises Beisdin. What's the answer? Because by Eden Rav Shul Ben Grusha, the Racham say you get Malkus. And by the first case of the Mishnah by Masayim Zuz, without Kedei Rishasso, you would have given Malkus. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? El Hochi Perusha. Ha'hu Mibayi Le'i Lazar Zedim Zomnin, the Mishum Kasha Zomam, Lo Loku, Kishim Me'idim, Alponi, Shechayim Malkus, El Mishum Lo Sana. The Lo Anash El Emkein, he's here. Hilkach, Alav De Lo Sana, Lo Loki Shmonin. You've exhausted it. You can't get two Malkus for Losana. Peiro sheyilku mishum edus sheker sheidu u'mishum kasha zama. B'tarvayu mishum lav echad. This doesn't sound to me like the language of the Tosfos Shabbos. It's al derech nitan la'asos. It sounds to me like it's a little bit of a different word. Yeah, see what I'm saying? It's not the same thing as saying it's nitan la'ashoras Malkus. Maybe Tosfos couldn't see it that way because it is Malkus anyway. So Tosfos has to frame it differently. Frames it differently. You can't get two Malkus. That's why Tosfos says an Aleph when he explains why Rav Meir can say you can get Mammon and Malkus because Mammon will buy Ashara. Because if Mammon buy Ashara, you would not be able to get Malkus. He says like the rule of Nidrash Mikveh. He doesn't quote the end of the Mishnah because the end of the Mishnah is not that same word. It's a different word. You can't get two Malkus in for the same. I have one nekuda left, which I think it's better if I leave it for tomorrow, beginning of Shiur. I just want to tell you what to look at. I think imagine we'll have everybody's heads coming in a minute. I want to just point out to you, the Yuchazer, what we did today, the Lata Chazer. If you want to look over the Tosasin, we're definitely going to start the next Mishnah Nefeshim like tomorrow, so you'll have them in Marmakomas. But just for the sake of Hashlama, the very end of the Tosasin Shabbos, the very end, Tosas suggests what I believe is another answer to the kasha that he's struggling with over here. Why not say another reason for the Chacham not to get Malkus? For Losana? What should it be? Because it's a lav. So what did Tosas say over here? Losana is... And what did Tosas say on that base as a result of that? The Gemara could have said a second reason why I don't get Malkus without the tzdiko. The tzdiko helps. Without the tzdiko, in chana. Unless you go to Rav Meir, okay? Then Rav Meir is not good. But according to Chachamim, it is. Without the tzdiko, it is in fact, and you can Tosis, and the biggest proof is Mechamer, right? As long as it can. Tosis in Shabbos is a very fascinating svara. That based on that svara, he's Mechalek between Mechamer and Losana, and for Tosas, you would not necessarily be able to treat Losana as a lav shenitan la'asos mises beisdin. And the Gemara could not have used that without the tzdiko as another reason why you don't get Malkus. The very end of the Tosas and Shabbos. It's very interesting. Let me see. The Od HaYeragi L'Tari, from there. It's about for 15 lines from the end of the Tosas, that section and on. Again, you can look at the whole Tosas by all means, but that's what I want to maybe mention. And then Amit Hashem will go on to the next Mishnah as well. Okay, Lata Chazer. Good. Check.